Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning again, Des.
Good morning, Mary. Well, there's been a lot of twists along the way and we're not finished yet. But tonight we will have the most exciting finish to a League of Ireland Premier Division race for years. And it'll be on RTE. The title will be won by either Shelburne or Shamrock Rovers. If Shelburne win, it would be a first league title since 2006. And if Shamrock Rovers win, it'll be an historic 5 in a row league titles, a record never achieved before in League of Ireland history. Situation is, one game to go, Shelburne have a 2 points lead over Shamrock Rovers. Shamrock Rovers, though, have a better goal difference. Shamrock Rovers play Waterford in front of a sellout crowd at Talla. Shelburne face what many consider a more difficult task in that they travel to Derry City. But Shells know a victory would guarantee a famous title success for Damien Duff's team. If Shelburne draw or lose, and Shamrock Rovers win, then the title remains in Talla. RTE, as I say, covering both games live. Derry City versus Shelburne is on RTE too. Shamrock Rovers versus Waterford will be on the RTE News Channel and RTE Player. Well, we're joined now by our analyst, Paul Carey. And Paul, I wonder, is it unfair to the winners tonight to suggest that a few teams will feel they blew this league title race?
Morning, Des. Yeah, that will definitely be the case. I mean, if you look at the points tally today, and I think 61 points is going to win it, if you compare that to previous seasons, I mean, 61 points would have only got you fourth in both of those seasons. And I think for Pats and Rovers, they've really come good in the last 10 games, and they'll be thinking to themselves, if we'd started better, if we picked up points in certain games, they might have been a little bit more in control of where they finish up in this title race. For Derry, though, I mean, they've had so many opportunities, Des, in particular to go ahead of Shells. They failed to pick up points. They dropped points against lower oppositions, and they'll be kicking themselves. And when you consider the lead that Shells had so early on, the fact that they've only picked up 12 points in their last 10 games, taken into consideration, six of those have come in their last two games. If they were to fail to get over the line, they'll be thinking, how on earth did they throw away such a big lead?
Yeah. That said, Shelburne began the season 25-1 outsiders, much smaller budget than Shamrock Rovers. It's still a fair performance, isn't it?
It's incredible, and nobody really tipped them at all to be challenging for this title. And when you compare the budgets within the league, they'd be probably one of the smaller ones. So it's a huge testament to the work that Damien Duff and Joey O'Brien have done with that squad. But I still think it's a massive test tonight. I mean, they've done well to get over the line in their previous two games, but even with Derry out of the title race, this is a massive, massive test. They haven't beaten a team in the top half of the table since Galway in June, and they haven't beat Derry in 11 games. So that'll give you an idea of how big an ask it is. I think if they are to get 3 points, Des, it comes back to what I said last week. Got to be defensively more solid, hope for a clean sheet, and then rely on somebody like Sean Boyd at the top end of the pitch to get your goal. So there's definitely momentum behind them, but I can't get away from the struggles that they've had in recent months. And I think going to Derry and having to win is just going to be too big a hurdle to get over.
So Rovers to make history.
Yeah, I think so. I think that should be a relatively straightforward game. They have a lot of experience to navigate that game tonight. They've picked up four and they've gone through the gears in league and Europe. So I think all eyes should be firmly focused on the Brandywell tonight to see how Shelburne get on.
Great stuff. Okay, Paul Carey, thanks a million for joining us. And you can follow those games, as you heard, on RTE. In the other games tonight, third place St Pat's travel to the Showgrounds to play Sligo Rovers. Bohemians take on Galway United at Dalymount. And Drogheda United host their relegated neighbours Dundalk. Well, now to a significant story in rugby, where Ronan O'Gara has said he is not interested in the Munster head coach role. The province parted company with Graeme Rowntree earlier this week, just 6 games into the season. But in his column in today's Irish Examiner, O'Gara says, "The greatest days of my life were in that Munster top, but I am not interested in the Munster head coach role, not now and hardly in the future. For starters, I'm contracted to La Rochelle until 2027. The competitor in me demands that I try and win a league title here and another Champions Cup with it, and I feel I have a better chance of doing that with La Rochelle than with Munster." Well, we're joined now by Donal Lennon. Morning, Donal.
How are you doing, Des?
That last line is a bit of a signal for Munster fans, isn't it? I feel I have a better chance of doing it with La Rochelle.
Yeah. Well, I think he's only telling the truth as he sees it. I mean, it comes as no surprise to me that Ronan isn't throwing his hat into the ring. I said as much in my own column on Wednesday. Like, the bottom line, he is contracted there till 27. His kids are in the school cycle. Outside, he's won two Champions Cups there, but they've never won the Buccleuch Brunus, the top 14 title, which is the big one. They've been there or thereabouts, beaten in the final last year in the last second. So that's where he wants to be. And I think he's been honest in terms of where Munster are. They've won the URC recently, but in Europe, they haven't been competitive for a long time.
And this comes on the eve of Munster playing the All Black selection tomorrow evening at a sellout Thomond Park. That's going to be, I'd imagine, a weird atmosphere.
Yeah, it is. Look, this is a game that certainly the fans were waiting for a long time. There's this synergy between Munster and the All Blacks that goes back even before the famous win in 1978, which ironically was 46 years ago yesterday. Even the All Blacks coaching group were referencing that. But it is strange. It's on the basis that the fans really got Graham Rowntree and he got them. There was a great synergy between them. He was old school in so many ways, but, you know, a lot of the Munster people like that. The problem was... coming through the Leicester Tigers school of hard knocks, if you like, internally within the group, that didn't always go down well, certainly with some players, and even within the coaching group there were suggestions, look, that they needed to change the way things were done. So that tension has been there for a while, but that said, I certainly didn't see that announcement coming out of the blue on Tuesday.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing that they're taking their time with the next appointment?
I think they need to take their time, but to be honest with you, I think it's almost a fait accompli. I think there's only two people in the running. One of those, Mike Prendergast, I think is well capable of doing the job. And I think given the fact that he's within the setup, understands the players extremely well and has been hugely instrumental in terms of the way Munster's game has developed from an attacking perspective since he came into the squad, I think that makes him favourite. The other candidate, in my view, should be Felix Jones. I think he should be interviewed. I think he's a brilliant young coach who's proved himself at various levels. The one caveat being, well, there's two caveats thrown at him. One, Munster would have to pay an exit clause from the RFU because he's contracted to them till next August. And secondly, is he hasn't been a head coach. But look, I think if he's good enough, I'm always reminding people, Joe Schmidt wasn't a head coach when Leinster plucked him from Claremont Dunfermline almost on the recommendation of Ice and Asiwa. And he didn't do too badly after that.
No, okay, interesting times. Thanks a million for that, Donal. Racing news, all eyes on brighter days ahead when she kicks off her campaign in the Bottle Green Hurdle at Down Royal today, maybe representing Munster views. Brighter days is also racing in Dundalk and tonight at the Del Mar track in California with the opening night of the Breeders' Cup and with the GAA All-Star Awards on RTÉ1 tonight.